الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We will start with the hadith of Hadrat Salman رضي الله تعالى عنه to get the barakat of the hadith also and the practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that on the last day of Shaaban, that is to inform us of this great value when before Ramadan comes in. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts it in our heart to understand what the great value of this month is. This hadith of Hadrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed the Sahaba. And from here, we should also try, even on our own, Allah give great reward to Tabligh Jamaat in their ta'aleem before Ramadan. They're always reading Fadaili Ramadan. Like that on our own also, at home also, not only for Ramadan, all our Aman. We're always before time, we try and get ready for that. Before the month of Rajab, the great values of the month of Rajab, which is also one of the sacred months. If we get informed, it will help us tremendously to move forward, endeavor and acquire the benefits of all the Aman. And then the month of Sha'ban also, now the month of Ramadan, and then the verse, Shawwal, the Rozas, etc. Dhul-Qa'dah, again the 3 months together, the sacred months start. And that is also extremely valuable, those months, those times. So knowledge is a very great boon which Allah Ta'ala has blessed the followers with. The knowledge of deen is very, very great. Today we take dunya's knowledge, and that also unfortunately has been snatched away from everyone and made secular. That is, that dunya's knowledge now is that knowledge in which there is no religion. Allah Ta'ala does not feature, which is a most dangerous thing. Otherwise, dunya's knowledge, we understand we need it and we give preference to it. But really, the knowledge of deen, we should endeavor and acquire that. It has got great, great merit. Then the month of Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, we should inform, even if we are not going for Hajj, even if we have gone already, and if we haven't gone, to always acquire the knowledge, the virtues of Hajj. And very important also is the masail of Hajj as well, the fadail, the virtues also. Many times it happens to many people, they were not thinking of Hajj, it just happened. And suddenly they find we are on our way. And just with a few days of preparation, then the masail of Hajj, where are they going to acquire that? The virtues, Hajj is such an occasion, for most of us it's once in a lifetime. And every person who made Hajj, he feels, I have to repeat my Hajj again. I didn't do my Hajj properly. And that is a very good sign. If everything of ours we can feel like that. My life also, our akabir, we find that they also, they spend their life in the khidmat of deen, day and night, 24 hours. But towards the end of their life, they said, we didn't spend our life in the proper way. We should have done this. We should have done that. That's a great sign of acceptance, inshallah, by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then for qurbani, for those who are of us who are not going for Hajj, and for everyone to acquaint ourselves with the masail of qurbani, the fadail of qurbani, and that also we look at it with great enthusiasm. All the ibadat. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So with regard to the month of Ramadan, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, a great month has dawned upon you. It is really a very, very great month which Allah has brought. We shouldn't take it just as an ordinary month. We shouldn't just like want to finish it. Or unfortunately, with our rozas also, and even our namazas, our attitude is just to get done with it. Just to do it, just to get over with it. With our namazas, many places unfortunately, we are making namaz in awwal waqt. And that also just so we finish with namaz. We get done and we get over with namaz. If there's some other valid reason, they are well and good. But otherwise, especially in the Hanafi madhab, which is according to us our firm conviction that is the actual sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to delay the time, not to just make it in the awwal time. And for us it's not to look at the ahadith in that, but to look at what the madhab says. What Imam Abu Hanifa and the Hanafi madhab says, we should look at that. So even with Ramadan, many of us, perhaps still we are doing it, we've got the calendar at home, the month, and then as one roza passes, the way we scratch it out, that it's just well and good is gone. It mustn't come back by any chance again. Whereas we should be looking forward towards Ramadan. And every minute that is going, we should feel a great opportunity is gone. I've lost out. I haven't done what I should have done. Almost one roza is finished already. It should be in a person that I haven't done what I had to do. For example, we made tilawat. We read one supara. We read 10 suparas. At the end, that feeling should be that I haven't done justice. I haven't read as I should read. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, of his recitation of Quran Sharif, how many khatams he should make, 30 khatams in the month of Ramadan. And one of those khatams he should read, a great Shaykh al-Hadith, acknowledged by the Arabs and non-Arabs, but he should read one khatam of his with the tarjuma of the Quran Sharif. He should read it and the tarjuma also. Where was Hazrat short of looking at the tarjuma? He knew the tarjuma so well, but he should look at the tarjuma also. So especially for those who are ulama, who are khuffaz also, in our reading, if we can bring one reading like that also, that we reflect on the meaning as well. Though we do understand the Arabic, etc., but when a person really endeavors, then he sees on every step Allah is opening much more upon him. Like for example, a person at one time, I needed a locksmith to make a key. So one road that we should travel very often, and I asked, where do you find a locksmith? They said, he's on this road. So I said, if I travel that road, I never noticed it. So there are many things which we are passing in our life, we are not noticing them. But if Allah opens it upon us, that's just a dunya's example, but indeed when Allah starts opening upon us, for example, the asrar, the secrets of wudu, when they start opening on a person, then a person will really do his wudu properly also. It won't be like a burden or a difficulty. Very long ago, one person said that if there was no wudu, many more people should make namaz. In other words, that wudu is a burden. It's like an obstacle. If it wasn't there, easy to make namaz. But when Allah Ta'ala starts opening, then a person starts seeing the great benefits of wudu, of every aspect. All the aspects of deen, things that were not in front of us, which we did not notice, we start noticing it now. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, all our tilawat also, everything. A person makes dua, for example. He spends half an hour, 15 minutes, whatever amount of time in dua, and at the end he feels, I haven't still asked anything. There are still so many things that I had to ask, and I haven't done justice. That is a good sign. And if a person feels that, what is this long, long dua about? Like unfortunately, many of us are such also, especially in the ijtimaas, long du'as are made and people start making du'a that if the du'a gets finished is better. That now it's too much that we are asking. And that should not be the case. No matter how much we ask, we can never have asked enough. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if you ask for everything and you did not ask of Allah, you ask for nothing. And if you only asked Allah of Himself, Himself, then you have asked everything. But even in that, when Allah will open that, then there are so many aspects, and then a person wants to make more. So with Ramadan also, every year, some of us have kept, we have passed 40 Ramadan, perhaps 50 Ramadan, perhaps 60 Ramadan, but yet, if a person opens his eyes, he will see that it looks like I really didn't pass one Ramadan. And I wish I had the opportunity to again pass those Ramadan, that I keep those rozas. Allahu Akbar. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Uhud, he makes dua to Allah tabaraka ta'ala that tomorrow when I meet the enemy, I must have a fierce fight with them. I kill them and finally they kill me. And then they mutilate my body also. Cut my nose, cut my stomach open, take out my intestines, all that he makes dua. And then it happens like that. And when after that, the family members were feeling sad, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why do I see you sad? Allah ta'ala doesn't speak to anyone directly, without a veil. Allah ta'ala, even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, those, Musa alayhi salam became Kaleemullah, and our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam on the occasion of Mi'raj was blessed with that, which no other Nabi, no other angel also was blessed. But Allah says, what your marhum, the shaheed, Allah without a veil has spoken to him and asked him that, what do you want? Ask me and I will give it to you. And then what does he say? That I must be given life again and I must become shaheed again. So that reality, they had the reality of shahadat and the reality of life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I wish up to 10 times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I become shaheed, I get back life again, I become a shaheed again. So life is all about this. We have unfortunately got the whole thing upside down. And we think that life is of owning a wonderful some motor vehicle, our house, gardens, all the things of this dunya. Life is really for this. So Allah make it that this Ramadan also, Allah opens, and every Ramadan may Allah spare us and whatever Allah knows, but that we may try and make the maximum. And especially when Allah has shown His favor upon us and brought us in a gathering like this, and many other people, places also in the world, alhamdulillah, people have sacrificed their time, they have come to the masjid, so we should try even more. And if Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity and we really turn, and Allah turns our heart, we will see what great treasures, pearls, gems, valuable things there are in this month. And to compare it with pearls and gems is really also a sort of an insult, because nothing can compare. How can you compare which is valueless, which has got the value of it is unlimited? You can't compare that with something that has got a limited value. The month of Ramadan, we make it that our priorities also come right. Like for example, from our language, Allah take out this, that it sounds like music. That is haram. How can we compare something which is really valuable to something which is haram? Something which is of this dunya. You should say, it sounds like adhan to me. It sounds like Quran Sharif being recited. Allah make that becomes valuable to us. And things be compared to these things. Not that we compare it with dunya's things. Dunya's things have got no value. And to compare it with something which is haram. Also, like we find something very delicate, very sensitive. We say it's a matter of life and death. For us it should be, it's a matter of iman and kufr. That is what is important to us. Life is a life, and death is death. And that is not so important. Iman and kufr is much more. We should have that worry. It's a matter of Jannat and Jahannam. Anything we discuss our old people, very commonly not learned also, but when they discuss like anything about business, especially what I can remember, the youngsters in the business, they also have passed away already. They want to buy a truck, for example, for the business. They see all the benefits and will buy it, finance it through the bank. But the old people, they should say, how can you forget Allah in speech? There is no question about this. So the value of the deen has to come into us. Also we find that they were those people that they used to order the goods from India, UK for business they should do, and the companies who did the transporting suggested, at that time it was not compulsory, I don't know now, but to take out insurance. And what insurance should they take out? They should find out how much is that amount for that insurance. With that amount of money, they should feed the poor people. And he said, now we have taken out our insurance. And no, nothing will go wrong with that. And the consignment should come abad, properly, nothing wrong. And not only nothing wrong and safely, but the amount of barakat Allah gave in that. So Allah Ta'ala give us these realities. One person explained to Hazrat Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was a very great Alim. He was from India, Meerut, and then he taught in Dabil for many years. And then he made hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara, and many, many people, first as people were connected like with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Masihullah, in his time, all generally in South Africa, people were connected with Maulana Badri Alim Sahib. So one person of South Africa was sitting by Hazrat, and then one person came to Hazrat and explained to him that they were in Karachi at that time, but before that they were in Delhi, before the partition of India and Pakistan. So he said that this person came and he said, we had an arms and ammunition business, selling of arms, ammunition, etc. And our system was, the amount of zakat that comes every year, we calculate it properly, that zakat we take out. And then lillah, the same amount, or double the amount, I can't remember, but he said we should take out our lillah also, and properly. He says then a time came, partition time, and we had to leave India, Delhi, with only the clothes on our body, nothing else. And it was a matter that we don't know if we will even reach Pakistan safely. And then they came there eventually, they started with their business, but they had no capital, nothing whatsoever. So they had ordered a consignment of arms and ammunition from England, and that was going to go to Delhi. They contacted the company and told them that don't send it to Delhi, we are now in Karachi. Send that consignment here to Karachi. That consignment came. Pakistan government was newly formed and they needed arms and ammunition. The government needed. They bought the whole consignment. And of course with all the profits and everything. And he says from that where we were and where Allah put us again. So he said all the barakat. So this that reality come into us, that not insurance, not all this dunya things, but the deeni things, like our lillah, our sadaqah, all these, that value comes into us. So this month of Ramadan, the true values of Ramadan, Allah makes it, it comes into our hearts. Ramadan should not be a month for feasting. Eh? Many of us, we look at it, we're looking forward to iftari now. And that also, iftari, we should think that we should do the proper, just with khajur and water, zamzam, there can be nothing more better than that. One good friend of ours who had weight problem and he went to a dietitian. The dietitian told him that for Muslims, the best thing that they have been given is fasting. Fasting, even many, many non-Muslim doctors and scientists have said the virtues, great virtues of fasting. And today, they make research on all our dini matters. With regard to that one person, a white man told Maulana Shabir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali Shaykh al-Islam, that your Quran Sharif teaches you people to think and make research with regard to the stars, the moon, astronomy. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar la-ayatin li-uli al-albab. Great, great signs of Allah Ta'ala. But you people are not doing that. We have done that and we have reached the moon. That was in those days, perhaps in the 60s, when they claimed they reached the moon. So Maulana explained to them that we have to make tadabbur, we have to do the research. But the object of it is to find our quest, to find Allah Ta'ala. Not just to be involved in research all the time. You people, you are all the time in research, and the object of your research, to reach the Creator. You make tadabbur in the creation, you meditate and think of the creation, to reach the Creator. But you people, your whole life, you're only in the creation. You never reach the Creator. So much so that you don't even believe in Him. Forget the more detail who Allah is. When you see everything and all the celestial bodies, all the moon, the stars, their rotation, all the other stars, etc. How the systems work, it is astonishing. But it is all to find Allah. Or like a person, a doctor, or any medical people who study the anatomy of the body, biology of the body. And they also, whole life, they only studying all the things of the body. But they don't realize the greatness of Allah. That is where we have to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So those were other examples, but yeah, for the month of Ramadan, let us not take it for granted, whoever we are. And I can think I know a lot, and the knowledge I've got, etc. But there is no limit to all the values and treasures which Allah has put in the month of Ramadan. And so we should really meditate and ponder. And if we do that, and again, just not to know it, not just to do the research and the tahqeeq, but really to benefit from it, to see what this month is, and what a connection it is giving to us with Quran Sharif, and both of Ramadan and Quran Sharif, the connection with Allah Ta'ala, which is the ultimate, that a person finds Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is unlimited in all His sifat and qualities. So if a person is connected with Allah, we find people of this world, we have a certain hobby, a certain passion. And you go into that and you go deep into it and you give your life to it. Whether it might be to build a boat or to build a caravan. People have got funny passions in life. That becomes, they are obsessed with that. And finally they come that we have achieved this, now what? And this can never happen when a person is engaged with Allah. Because you can never, so to say, capture Allah. You can never completely have Allah. Allah is unlimited. So you will just carry on until maut comes to you. And then when Allah Ta'ala will open Himself in Akhirat, the greatest joy we can imagine, that who Allah Ta'ala is, that in Jannat, when Jannatists will see Jannah, will see Allah, at that time, they will also realize that Jannat also is nothing. And that all the namats of Jannat, we know how great, what namats of Jannat. But in front of the being of Allah, Allah is the creator of Jannat. Allah has created this Jannat. Allah could create 20 other Jannats. How beautiful Allah has made Jannat, Allah can make it 200 times more beautiful. But the beauty of Allah is unlimited. So that is what we have to really aspire for. So this month of Ramadan, all the valuable things which are in this month, Allah Ta'ala make it that we can appreciate it. It opens upon us and we look forward to this month. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told the people, a great month has dawned upon you. A great Nabi is saying, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that the most beloved Allah Ta'ala taught his most beloved, Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved dua, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The most beloved istighfar, that ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. So like that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, this month of Ramadan, He has given it to us. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the most beloved, He has opened it up for us to some extent. The person goes along and experiences it. And may Allah Ta'ala make it that we get the true benefits of this month. So a great month, a great Nabi has taught us what this great month is. We should not just take it, the month has come and the month is going to get finished. We will come, the month will get finished and it's over. Or just like it's another month, little bit, for example, for us who have come here, we will be making little bit more ibadat, etc. Ibadat is great, very great. But with the month of Ramadan is much more greater than that also. The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, the ibadat of Allah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, and tilawat of Quran also has got all varying degrees of tilawat of Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala bless us, not just the matter of making so many khatams or so. The quantity is also very great, but the quality also, and how much more we can. And Quran Sharif is that kitab that really one ayat, like the ulama in the written tafsir of Surah Fatiha, up to 40 volumes only on the tafsir of Surah Fatiha. For us today to acquire that kitab, just to turn the pages of 40 volumes and to have written it, and in those days to write it, what uloom there must be in there. So like that, this month of Ramadan also, nobody can exhaust it. Those who, the older generation will know that before there was no kitab like Fazail-e Ramadan. When it was perhaps in the 70s, when only this kitab was translated in English, and then it became easily available for us. Before that, we had no knowledge about Ramadan. There was no compilation really as such on Ramadan. And Allah accepted Fazail-e Ramadan and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitabs. And we can't imagine the darja of Hazrat Shaykh. As we are sitting, may Allah accept this sitting of ours, reading from Hazrat's kitab, and in the whole world it is being read. And all that rewards are going to Hazrat. Just the reading of it, and then those who are practicing upon it, we cannot imagine. And how big Jannah, that Jannah is just becoming bigger and bigger. And our words of bigger, big, bigger cannot even explain what that Jannah will be and what those ni'mats will be. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand, give us some understanding, and let us get this appreciation. The idea is, just don't let the month pass like that. And especially for us who have come here, moreover, make it as valuable as possible. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a great month has dawned upon you, a most blessed month. The barakat of this month, we cannot even imagine. How lot of barakat Allah has put. And Allah is that great, kind being. Again, see what our condition is. We have been given the greatest greeting that could ever be of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. But we don't use it. How much do we really make salam? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has stressed, make the salam widespread. Keep on making the salam. The more you make your salam, in one riwayat of Kanzul Umman, a person who makes 20 times a day salam, and he passes that day, he goes straight to Jannah. In other words, try and fill our quota. Other people might say you are overdoing it, but for you, I have to do my 20. I don't know if I'm going to live till Fajr time, if I'm going to live till Zohar time. So I have to do my 20, so that if my maut comes, I can go straight to Jannah. So, and then salam also, what a greeting. Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. And that is really people who acquire money, people who have got a hobby, a passion for something, whatever it can, to find peace of mind. Even if it is in haram things, but to find peace of mind. Yeah, we are given the first, the greeting of Islam. And then, wa rahmatullah, that peace really is more than enough for us. And then Allah's rahmat on top. And more than that, wa barakatuhu. And barakat in plural. As-salam is singular, rahmatullah is singular, but barakatuhu is in the plural. So Allahu Akbar. So the greeting of Islam also, what a great greeting Allah Ta'ala has given us. But ask ourselves, how much do we really appreciate it? If we go home, we have got problems. And problems can come anytime, anywhere also. But by making salam, problems will just vanish from there. Just like in a dark room, you just put the switch on, and the darkness, you don't know where it's gone. When it went, how fast it went away, and where it's gone, there's no sign of it at all. And light, only light. Eh? A person has got bad amal in his life. Filthy, dirty amal. He's despised by everyone. Nobody wants him. His family doesn't want him. People don't want to see him. And if he can just change suddenly and become right, salam is really one thing that can make all that. All the problems in our houses, problems that we have got, if we just make salam common, but we don't pay attention. So may Allah Ta'ala, the salam also, that we pay proper attention to it. And like that, like salam itself, the bayan on salam cannot be exhausted. The making of salam, and then the benefits of it, that cannot be exhausted. So what to say of this great month of Ramadan? So it is a very blessed month, in which is a night greater in value and goodness than a thousand months. Laylatul Qadr, that should be also our quest and object. And then again, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has made our deen so simple and so easy. Like Laylatul Qadr, just make your Fajr and Isha with Jamaat. And it is like you made the whole night ibadat. So easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. A person who will read, for example, the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. That person gets the sawab of the whole night ibadat. If he reads it at night. So even more double. You made your Fajr, you made your Isha with Jamaat. You read this one ruku. A person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi between Isha and Maghrib, any time of the year, he gets the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So in that night we did that, already we got. How easy is yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr, wala yuridu bikumul usr. Ad-deenu yusr. Deen is easy, but it is just that we must get, we must learn it. We must get into deen. Like for example, a certain job, you see somebody doing that job, it looks like the person is suffering, hard job it may be. Like the car stands where car sales are. You'll find people who are washing the cars whole day. They are washing them, vacuuming them, doing a valet, etc. A person who is not in that line, you say, how can these people? A whole day, car after car, they're just washing all the time. But those who are doing it, and they know the details of doing it, for them it's just a play. It's in the stride, it's nothing big thing. For any other work, some office work, we might think, you have to go to this office, you have to go to that office, you have to fill in this form, you have to answer this question. But people who are doing their job, for them it's just all in the stride. So we just have to bring deen in the stride. If we are not in there, then deen is very difficult. Rozas are difficult. Namaz is difficult. To read one page of Quran Sharif is difficult. To sit in the masjid for 5 minutes is difficult. To come little bit early is difficult. To sit a little bit in the but just come into it and then see how easy it is. Then see that it just fits in. And it just, everything becomes easy. And when are we going to do it? Hey, our lives are going. And we're going to do it when we're in the qabr. We're going to do it on Qiyamah's Day. When are we? This is the time to do it. And just that little adjustment. And then see how easy it becomes. Like all the people in the world, what work they are doing, if we look at it, impossible to do that work. But they are just doing it. All the time they are doing it, etc. People who start ruling a government, they also to rule the whole country. But they say the first 100 days, about 3 months, is the crucial period. And after that, then they find it's just smooth sailing.
The whole country, how many departments, each department, how many, what and what it is to run a country. So the deen also just come into it and properly. And this 30 days Allah has given us, really, that we just make deen and we come into deen. And then we will see not only that it is easy, it's a pleasure. It's an enjoyment. And to stay away from deen, to be out of the masjid will become a problem. Somebody who stops you and you are rushing to the masjid, you are walking, you have got your program, and now somebody stops you and delays you, then that becomes a problem. Otherwise, you'll just be too happy that you found an excuse not to get to the masjid on time. And not to be there even for namaz, that this person came, a phone call came, they say it's enough as an excuse, that I couldn't make it now. It's very important to see to people's needs also. And yeah, you miss your namaz with jamaat also. But you take it in the stride, that's normal. But otherwise, like even answering of adhan, somebody is talking to you, then it's difficult for you. So just the deen, and this is the opportunity. Allah has brought us by His mercy. For us is just to give that little bit attention now. And then see how much we can benefit, inshallah. So this great night of Laylatul Qadr, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, people who work night shifts, for them to stay awake at night, it's no big deal. But if we think of it, oh, how do they stay awake the whole night? And it isn't that they sleep the whole day. They just catch up, they sleep a little bit. But in the day also they're doing, carrying on with their work. But the whole night shift they were doing. They were, unless they were sleeping at night on their job. Some security guard and is sleeping the whole night or something like that. But otherwise, they're doing their night job. So just like that for Laylatul Qadr also. If that value comes, it will be very easy. After all, the first night of a husband and wife, when they spend together, how is it they stay awake the whole night? And we never ever heard that the husband tells the wife that, you know, for the wedding I had to prepare 2 weeks, 2 months, I was busy. And I got no rest also, getting this in order, our bedroom in order, our house in order, everything, whatever. And whatever else it might be so much. Or the wife said, last night I went to the hairdresser and I didn't sleep the whole night. I slept on the chair, just sat on the chair, and whatever little sleep, so my hair mustn't get disarranged, though in hairdressing it is being disarranged. But then we feel that now there's just some blowers and they blew that hair, some, like you just stand in the wind and the wind will blow it like that. And just put some perm and just fix it like that. But now she didn't sleep the whole night. But no husband or wife told that now let me sleep now. Whatever will happen, we'll see tomorrow or the third night. But tonight, I'm just going to sleep. The whole night they are awake. So just like that, if the value of Laylatul Qadr somewhat can come into us, then to serve, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, not the 5 nights, odd nights, but whole life to stay awake. And we find the great buzurg, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali himself, on one occasion, it was most probably Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi, another ustad of Miftahullah of Saharanpur, Mazahir-e-Haq. His wife gave birth at about 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So he told one student, go to Hadhrat Shaykh and ask him to make, if he doesn't mind, if he can come here, give adhan and make tahni. So he said, this time 2 o'clock, Hadhrat will be sleeping. He said, no, you go there, you'll find Hadhrat is awake. And Abad, when he went there, Hazrat is fully awake, nothing. So their whole life, not only Ramadan, they spend in this way. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala let us understand its value. So this great looking forward, it should be in us to look forward to Laylatul Qadr and see how much ibadat we can make. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And it is all this matter of just coming into it. Coming into deen, coming into Ramadan, and then see the value of it. It is a month in which Allah has made fasting farz by day, and has made sunnah, the taraweeh salah by night. These are referred to as great ni'mat. But unfortunately, we take fasting also as a burden. The taraweeh we take as a burden. 20 rakats is too much for us. make it 8 rakats, make it 10 rakats, or just rushing through it also. How we, some places, Tarawih, just like a slap dash, up, down, fast, fast. But these are referred to the special favors of this month. So the fasting also, which inshallah we will try and explain, that the proper fasting, that not only of staying hungry, roza is not a matter of staying hungry. Eh? Many people would go on hunger strikes also. Many doctors put on their patients also, they can't even drink water. They put them on such, especially hakims will put you on such a diet and all those things. But yeah, it's not a matter of staying hungry, but it is to keep roza. As it comes in the hadith, for many people, roza was just staying hungry. They got nothing, no benefit of the roza besides staying, the pangs of hunger, the difficulty of staying hungry. That's all they got. They didn't fast. Fasting is something else. Fasting for the pleasure of Allah. And all the fasting of the tongue, fasting of the eyes, fasting of the mind, the heart, the proper fasting, then that becomes a roza. A roza is a shield until you don't crack it, you don't break it by backbiting, by committing other gunas. So the guna, roza will give us great, great benefits. But that is if we keep the roza. So if we can understand, and it comes into us, and this is to encourage myself firstly, and all of us, we are far from it. But we keep on talking, we keep on hearing, hopefully it will come into our hearts. And the more we speak, the more we hear, the more it will come into our hearts. And so the roza we should look forward. Taraweeh, we should look forward to the 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And that also, try and do it. We see again the example, Allah reward Hazrat Shaykh, he wrote the kitab, not only of Fadaili Ramadan, which is such a great monumental work, but also Hazrat Shaykh said, Akabir ki Ramadan, how our elders spend their Ramadan. And really, it is mind-boggling when we see how they spend their Ramadan. Taraweeh, the whole namaz, nafal namaz, qiyam-e layl, whole night. One reader, and another reader, and another reader, they just carried on. What enjoyment they were getting. And if we see many other instances also of our akabir, how they spend their Ramadan. Taraweeh, they would spend 2-3 hours on Taraweeh. And then after that is Qiyam-e Layl, separate again. Just with a little break or something, and again with Qiyam-e Layl. So how they devoted themselves. And what enjoyment, namaz, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, it is Qurratul Ayn. Allah has put the great solace and enjoyment for me in my namaz. So much so, any problem, any difficulty, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should turn to Salat. That he should enjoy Salat. He was engaged in Salat, the Sahaba, and great, great people of what we heard of our recent times, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. So much, though it's not Farad, but these people were absorbed, istighraqed in namaz. When they were in namaz, they knew nothing what is happening around them. When they had to have some, what we will call an operation, and there is no, what do you call it? Anesthetic or anything, they say, let me make namaz. You can do your operation. My namaz is my anesthetic. That I will be in a different world, I won't know. You can cut my body, leg, whatever you have to do, you can do all your operation. And abad, they didn't know one bit of it. We are far from that. And istighraq is not for us also. To concentrate, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, dil ka jamna faraz nahi hai, dil ka jamana faraz hai. That your heart automatically is in namaz, that is not faraz, that's not in our control. But for us to make the effort, to our concentration, our devotion, when we realize our thoughts are gone away, then to bring them, now that is faraz on us. After 1 second, again the thoughts are ran away. Just like a mother with a little child. That child always running away from the mother. Mother is trying to hold the hand, but just the child gets the chance and it's, so the thoughts also will run away. Our duty is just to bring it back again. That is enough for us. But to realize what namaz is. So the taraweeh, and we read of our akabir, what that taraweeh was. So Allah make it that this reality, 1%, fraction of a percent, or at least just the love and desire of it. Not to pass it that this is not, we're not in that league. And this is not for us. Those are very pious people. No, we must teach for us. And all this is just shaitan's ploy that we say that those people are in a different league. Their taqwa is of a very great level. Don't think of it like that. Think of me and my akhirat. What is it going to do? If Maulana gave bayan and he is not making bayan on it, don't worry about that. I make amal, I'm going to get the benefit of it in the akhirat. I must worry about myself. Don't say just pass it off so and so is very pious, so we can't compare ourselves with them. No, think of ourselves in the akhirat. We're going to need it. We have to be saved from Jahannam. We have to go in Jannat, and the namas of Jannat are unlimited, and the levels of Jannat are unlimited also. So we have to work for that. So Allah Ta'ala, the Rosa also, we look forward to it. Taraweeh, we look forward to it. Whoever wants to be close to Allah by doing any good deed, for such a person shall be the reward like the one who had performed a farz in any other time. And whoever performs a farz shall be given the reward of 70 faraid in any other time. If we consider last night's maghrib, that Allah made it seven, like we made 70 maghribs. And all the nafil we made, each one became a farz also. So add that also. We made Isha is another 70 faraid. Fajr is another 70. It is like 2 months and 10 days we were making our, in one namaz Allah gave us that. Our Zuhar, our Asr now. So see the value of these namazes. Now we will make Maghrib. It's multiplied by 70. And all the nafal, what we are making, is the value of a farah. Hey, so what a great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. And as ulama explained, that this with regard to the whole life's nafal, cannot equal 2 rakats of farad. So we take, for example, our tahajjud namaz. And tahajjud, just one hadith, 4 great virtues of tahajjud namaz. What great virtues? Qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. Manhiyatun anil ithm. It is the powerhouse that saves you from guna. Mukaffaratul lisayyi'at. Your gunas are forgiven. And Manhatun anil ithm, it saves you from gunas also. Great, great virtues. Ishraq, Hajj and Umrah, tam, complete Hajj and Umrah. Then Awwabin, 12 years of Ibadat Sawab, if you make Awwabin. All your whole life, all that, what great rewards. But it can't equal a faraz, 2 rakats of faraz, which is fajr. And in Ramadan, all that now becomes the value of a farad. And the farad goes up to 70 times. So what a great month. How much of more enthusiasm we should have for our awabin. Yeah, because brothers who serve in that, we have to see. So we go and eat, finish and that. But then come back again. It shouldn't make us lazy. Make our awabin. It's still time for awabin. Make our awabin. So Allah give us tawfiq. In quantity also our nafal namazes, in quality also, in this month. And if we just take it in our mind, it's only for this month. But by the barakat of this month, it will stay forever. And it will become a pleasure. It won't become a... One thing is we know that especially like for Ishraq namaz, now to stay awake, it's like hard on the nafs. The nafs doesn't want to do it. But when Allah makes it easy, you look forward to it. And it becomes a joy and a pleasure. To look at other women is a pleasure and joy when we are not in the group. But when you are in the group, it becomes the most impossible thing to look at somebody else. To think of another woman besides your wife. How sad it is that what this world, Western world has led us, to think of other women is enjoyment. And to think of be with your own wife, no enjoyment. You are being intimate with your wife and you're not getting enjoyment with your wife. And other women, enjoyment. And if you come into deen, great enjoyment with your wife. The pleasure you will find, the sukoon, and the love of the wife, Allah puts it in His love. Because it is the command of Allah. And that we get a thawab for that. But where we are, when we are out of line, then we are in guna. And in guna we finding enjoyment. How sad our condition has become, that in guna we find enjoyment, and in the righteous things, it's hard for us, it's difficult. Whereas in the good things we should find enjoyment. And that is that this deen, when we come in line, then see how easy the deen becomes and how enjoyable. Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us appreciate this man for their du'as also. Now in case we should engage in du'as. And Allah is muqallib al-qulub. Allah can change hearts. And Allah, this 1 month, 1 second Allah changes our heart, everything will be done. And also a great consolation. Man Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali explained that once Allah becomes happy with a person, Allah never becomes displeased with that person again. So we just have to ask Allah, be pleased with us, because Allah knows the whole future. When Allah is pleased now, He knows this person won't do anything wrong in the future. Shaitan was making all his ibadat, but Allah wasn't pleased with his ibadat. Allah knew what his end result is going to be. So Allah knows, so when Allah is, so beg Allah that He be pleased with us. Then there are riwayat that we ask also, forever Allah remains happy with us. Ask that also from Allah. And if Allah is happy, Allah will change our conditions. Everything. Ask for our children. Ask for our families. We know of our family people, town people, people who may be in drugs, people who are in illicit affairs, people who are in haram things. If Allah changes that heart, and this is the month to ask. And to ask for us and ask for the whole ummah also. Where the masjids are closed, the curfews, no taraweeh, beg from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the one, the changer of conditions. And what is all this together in front of Allah's qudrat? Absolutely nothing. And Allah can change things, not overnight. Just in a split second, Allah can change. So Allah gave us that opportunity. May Allah give us all. Subhanallah.